Friends in Jesus Christ, today there is the pastoral letter of Terence Patrick Drainey. I'm happy that today there is the pastoral letter because I had no time to prepare a homily as well. Thanks to the bishop. It is the first Sunday of Advent 2021. Dear sisters and brothers, since the beginning of the pandemic, anxiety levels have risen in the general population by over a quarter, by 26% in fact. I am pretty sure from just taking to people the most of us have, all at times, ourselves, become very anxious about the spread of the virus. Certainly, by the beginning of the first lockdown, all of us must have felt some anxiety from time to time. Whether the feeling of helplessness induced anxiety, or anxiety was the cause of the helpless feelings, I do not know, but I certainly experienced both. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars. On earth, nations in agony, bewildered by the clamor of the ocean and its waves, men dying of fear as they evade what menaces the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. This is what we have just heard in St. Luke's Gospel for today, the first Sunday of Advent. In those days, after the time of distress, the sun will be darkened. The moon will lose its brightness. The stars will come falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Is the gospel then also spreading this sense of anxiety, just like the media? Are the scriptures putting anxiety around into the atmosphere, as it were? Christ himself and the salvation and healing he brings is the very antidote. He is the one who brings us freedom, liberation. But it's not magic. We are people endowed with the freedom, and we have to choose to cooperate, to open ourselves to this liberation. Despite the vaccinations and the booster jabs, we still have to be careful. Hence the advice that we often hear and read about: wearing masks, keeping social distancing going, plenty of ventilations, and observing the usual hand-washing routine. Otherwise, our hard-won freedom will once again be restricted, and we will be back to square one. So too, we have to be careful about our freedom won for us in Christ. We can't take it for granted, and we have to guard it and nurture it, or it could be completely lost. That's why we are given the strong, unambiguous advice in the gospel: watch yourselves, for it will come down on every living man on the face of the earth. So as we begin this time of Advent, let's take a practical and common sense approach to our life in Christ. Let's use some of the lessons we have learned from the pandemic and apply them to our spiritual life as well. We have learned to be careful, to be vigilant, to look ahead, and not to be complacent. And that is exactly what St. Luke is telling us today. Stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen, and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man. Have a blessed, fruitful, and anxiety-free Advent as we prepare for the coming of Christ again at the end of time and into our hearts and homes this Christmas. Yours in blessed hope, Terence Patrick, Bishop of Middlesbrough. The pastoral letter invites us to stay awake, be in power, don't lose our power, don't lose our energy, don't lose the hope. Advent is the time to prepare ourselves. We are the people of Advent. We are the people of hope. We are the people who have the most power. Let's pray to the Lord. Amen.